This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Authorities in Oakland, California still caution that the number of casualties could go significantly higher after a terrible concert fire Friday night. 36 people are known dead in an old warehouse that had been dubbed the Ghost Ship, a structure where some people were living, apparently, with makeshift electrical, gas, and plumbing lines. The investigation has only begun, but already there are discussions about Silicon Valley-driven real estate prices that pushed some residents into marginal structures. KQED reporter Sam Harnett joins us from Northern California. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I was just looking at San Francisco Chronicle, SF Gate. They were quoting, apparently, a former resident saying that they were paying $500 to $1,500 a month to live in that place. I mean, that's the cheap real estate?
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, market rate in Oakland for a one-bedroom is $2,400, and market rate for a two-bedroom is around $3,100. So, you know, people are desperate for anywhere to live. And if you start hearing prices, you know, like $1,500 for a place to live, that's a pretty good deal in the Bay Area.
When real estate prices are so high, what do you do for struggling families? Where are they going to live? Where are artists and creative types? Where are they going to do what they need to do? And apparently what's happened here in Oakland is that some of these marginal structures have become inhabited.
Yeah, I think there's not really a great solution on the table. I mean, you're seeing gentrification. You're seeing families get pushed out. Oakland has seen massive change in the last decade for the first time in years. And this place, Fruitvale, it was on the BART line, which is the transportation network out here, and that made it ripe for gentrification. So you're seeing a lot of people move in, and the prices continue to go up, and there's not great places for people with families to live, and there's not great places for artists to have space to be creative and have a place to live.
KQED's Sam Harnett in Northern California. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, David.